We keep the course up for the normal members, and now we've just gone to the next level. Like, so pressure came on a wee bit. Normal Irish weather we were looking at, and had all the guys lined up, had jobs set up a month ago, had a whole program set up a month ago, cutting regime, thinking there's going to be lots of clippings and blowing and all the rest of it. And the way the weather has went, which is absolutely superb for Lynx golf as well, I'm happy with, but my whole regime had to change a whole lot. So the court, we're setting the course up. It took a couple of days to get ourselves sorted out, but we're up and we've got a good schedule sorted now. One of the best squad of guys from when you'll ever meet in the greenkeeping team, like, so very, very happy. The guys are happy, and European Tour is happy, so as long as everybody's happy, I think.
Who determines the speed of the greens? You know, because obviously we don't want a Phil Mickelson situation going on here this weekend, do we?
No, well, actually, I've got one of the guys from Shinnecock Hills is over here, and he was chatting this morning about the place. But the European Tour, they said to me originally, speed to the greens 11. We stumped them this morning in the damp. We're getting 11.6 in the damp this morning, so they're going to be sharp once they dry out, like, as well. Well, like, the greens are very hard and very firm, so you're getting a good bounce, really Lynx conditions. But it's a balancing act. I don't want to get too dry either, the fairways, so I put a little bit of water on, put a mill of water on over the whole course last night, just to keep the place looking better, like, and keep the dust down a little bit. Like, as far as Lynx conditions is, we are good just now, and I'm happy with it, like, so.
If you were to rate the pin positions over the 4 days, maybe even focusing on Sunday, are they there to be attacked? Are they there to catch people out? You know these greens like nobody else.
They have given some tricky pin positions, but they said if this dry weather comes, they said they might change them to slightly easier ones, which I hope they don't use, because they're all there to be tested, these guys, as well. They're going to play it by ear and how the scoring goes. There's some guys reckon they're going to burn the place up, but we'll see.
And are you conscious of how vocal players can be about things like the greens? You know, I mean, the fairways, my God, they're a bit narrow, or they could have cut the rough back, but they go to town on the greens if they're not happy.
Our greens here are getting a lot of good feedback from the greens. Greens are running really, really well just now. Well, they run well all year anyway, but they're just a bit faster than normal members play. So, no, as long as they're happy, we're happy.
Yeah. And for someone like yourself, it's been exciting build-up, a bit of pressure, but you look like a man that enjoys the pressure and is proud of what he does, and I think you're going to be proud this weekend.
Yeah, no, really, really proud. Proud for all my guys and everyone, like, as well. Like, they've presented the course, they've been in working hard, they've been in working since 4 o'clock every morning, and then they come back in the afternoon, start work at 4:30 in the afternoon, that's them there to 9 o'clock at night. So the guys are doing a sterling job, like, cannot do anything. I must compliment them now, like, so.
So just for people to get a bit of an insight then, you water them in the morning, presumably, so the people first out would get the slower greens. There's no watering then, so if you're last out, you're on a billiards table, really, are you?
No. Our irrigation starts and the whole program works. The greens start at 11 o'clock at night, so by 12 o'clock at night, the greens have had their mill of water, so the dampness is just sitting on top. It'll get burnt off the top within the first hour of play. So by the time it gets 7:30 in the morning, the dampness has gone off them. But the drier and drier it gets during the day, it gets hotter and thing. We're turning the water off now for a couple of days now and let it get a bit crisp.
You're cruel, you are.
Oh, well, I've got to do something, haven't I? We've got to have a bit of fun with them.
And are these types, a lot of people would say, for instance, parkland courses, you know, players can get a lot of spin, a lot of control on the ball. This is a Lynx course, but Lynx courses can vary a little bit. What kind of control of a ball in terms of backspin or bite a golfer is likely to get?
Yeah, well, we're seeing boys hitting up shots to try and get a bit of backspin, and the ball's just bouncing and going all directions. And just real, real nice and nice thing. There's a Lynx style of golf, playing the ball low and things like that. You see quite a few of the boys are at that, hitting the lower ball. And parkland golf is a totally different game of golf. It's going to suit some boys better than others. Like, so, Knox is one of the boys are reckon could do well around here. Like, so,
is that a tip? Yeah.
Well, the odds are quite good in a minute. I thought it was 32-1 or something.
Harrington 66-1, which is not bad.
Harrington's another good goer. Like.
But apparently he prefers the parkland courses, but plays better on the links, which is a very Pádraig Harrington thing to say, isn't it?
It does. So hopefully thing. But I've still got a wee thing. I hope Graham McDowell does it. He comes here and plays better golf around there. And he's a nice guy, Graham McDowell, and all. So
And he's out with all the busmen, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He is out with John and them. So, no, we're good. I should go out in a wee while and have a and watch them, see how they're getting on.
Good man.
And my Green's chairman, Patsy Doherty, he's away this afternoon at 3:30. So,
and you make sure they repair their pitch marks.
If they can get one, it's that hard. We have a team of guys out at night, and they're doing things like pitch mark repair. There are not too many of them about, and that like. But even the divots are very small because the ground's hard and that like. But course wise, the European tourists come back. Their feedback from them, like, so they are delighted. We've got no GUR around the course. They said it's only
that's grand on the repair. Isn't
on the repair. Yeah. They said it's the only time they ever went to a golf course and had all 18 holes without a GUR on the course at all. So that's just showing how good a standard Ballyliffin is, like. So,
listen, well, congratulations, Andy. It's a culmination of a lot of work, and you're enjoying it, and that's the most important thing, I think.
It's good fun. Well, from now on, it's enjoyment time. There's pressure up to now, but now it's kick back.
And you've been in promos. You're a bit famous now, aren't you? I should be asking for your autograph, should I?
I wouldn't say that. I'll just get myself a few beers later on some night. I will, and I'm just going to try my best to enjoy it, and I hope all the crowds that come here enjoy it as well, because getting this weather, brilliant for spectators, like, so.